Student loan forgiveness, unconstitutional. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. That's the ruling from a federal judge in Texas who says President Biden, in ordering the program, usurped congressional powers.
The Biden administration's plan would have canceled between $10,000 and $20,000 in student debt for millions of borrowers. A conservative advocacy group, Job Creators Network Foundation, challenged the loan forgiveness plan, arguing it was an example of excessive executive power.
Fox's Tom Graham. The White House says the Justice Department will appeal the ruling. The forgiveness program was already on hold from a previous court ruling. The Republican Party inching closer to the majority in the House of Representatives. Former Navy SEAL Eli Crane has been declared the winner in Arizona's 2nd Congressional District, beating three-term incumbent Democrat Tom O'Halloran. The GOP now 7 seats away from control of the House, with 32 congressional races still undecided. There are now 5 people reported dead in Florida in the aftermath of Hurricane Nicole. 2 of them electrocuted by a downed power line. Devastating erosion from the storm surge in some areas, destroying several beachfront buildings.
Incredible sights of buildings collapsing into the water. We have numerous buildings, about 12 in all, if not more, that are being deemed unsafe. We're talking big condo buildings here that have to be inspected to make sure that they are still sound structurally.
Will Nunley of Fox Weather. What's left of the storm has been downgraded again, now a tropical depression as it moves north into Georgia. Police in Boulder, Colorado have launched a new investigation into the death of JonBenet Ramsey, enlisting a fresh squad of experts in the hopes of cracking the case. The 6-year-old was found strangled to death in the basement of her parents' home the day after Christmas in 1996. A big day on Wall Street Thursday. The Dow gained 1,201 points, NASDAQ up 760. The S&P 500 closed 207 points higher. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
President Biden taking off late Thursday evening on an Air Force One red-eye flight to begin a week-long overseas trip.
The president flies first to Egypt for a climate conference, then on to Cambodia to meet with Southeastern Asian nations. He'll finish in Bali, Indonesia, where he'll meet with his counterparts at the G20. As the election results continue to trickle in stateside, he won't meet with Vladimir Putin. The Russian president is not expected to be there, but Biden will meet with his Chinese counterpart, President Xi Jinping, on Monday for the first time since taking office. President Biden insists he'll directly confront Xi about persistent Chinese threats to Taiwan.
Fox's David Spunt at the White House. Before leaving, the president discussed the midterm results at a Democrat National Committee function in Washington.
Regardless of what the final tally showed, I'm prepared to work with Republicans. But the American people have made it clear they expect Republicans to work with me as well.
Political attacks are resuming in Georgia as the campaign begins anew in the Senate runoff election.
Republican challenger Herschel Walker has returned to a top in the Senate race brought up during a debate. He alleges Senator Raphael Warnock's church tried to evict tenants from housing it owns. Walker has even taken to calling his next statewide bus tour the Evict Warnock Tour. The senator dismissed the claims.
People who don't actually know how to lead us tend to try to distract us and divide us. But Georgians are savvy and sophisticated. And they're not going for the okey-doke.
Walker and Senator Warnock have begun the month-long final campaigning ahead of the December 6th runoff. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
The Labor Department reported consumer prices in October rose 7.7% from a year ago. That was slightly less than experts predicted. Thursday night football, the Panthers beat the Falcons 25-15. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.